Chapter 7. Visiting Other Planets. Sending people to other planets is very difficult. We know that. But NASA would like to send astronauts to Mars in 2036. Can that really happen? First, they must build the right spaceship. It cannot be too heavy, or it will not take off from Earth. It must also be big and strong, because it has to carry the astronauts and everything they will need. Then NASA must find the right astronauts. The astronauts will be away from home for many years, and each one will have to do many jobs on the spaceship. Mars is about 78,340,000 kilometres from the Earth. Astronauts have to travel for about 260 days there and 260 days back. They would not be able to get any help from Earth because it is too far away. They would be able to send a message to Earth from Mars, but Earth would only get the message after 20 minutes. They will have to wait another 20 minutes for an answer. Flying near the sun can be bad for the body. What will years of light from the sun and no gravity do to astronauts' bodies? And how will they feel after many months or years in space? Astronauts have to stay in small places for many months or years. They cannot go out, and often they cannot sleep very well. Will they feel sad or tired? Will they get angry? An astronaut coming back from space. What happens after the spaceship lands on Mars? How long can the astronauts stay there? And how will they live on Mars? Will they be able to grow food on Mars? Astronomers on Earth are planning for all these things. They are planning for the weather too. It is very cold at night on Mars, about minus 100 degrees Celsius. People cannot live in this weather because it is too cold for them. Scientists are trying to make special clothes for very cold weather. Getting astronauts to Mars or to other planets will cost a lot of money. Who is going to pay for it? Do we have to visit Mars? And can we really use this money for travelling in space? There are a lot of problems on Earth. People need schools, hospitals and houses, and these cost a lot of money too. But maybe we can learn a lot about the Earth from space. Maybe we can learn some new and important lessons. And maybe this will help us to live better lives on Earth. Mars Weather System from Space. Penguin Readers: Life in Space, Level 2. Written by Katrin Morris. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2020.